We are reading in Kabbalah for the Student, Sage's Fruit, page 101, the article Exile and Redemption. You can ask questions on COP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, Sage's Fruit, page 101, Exile and Redemption. We are reading from the topic, the harmony between blind faith. Hold on 1 second.
Here we have to understand that the Kabbalist writes this to us, and the definitions of the wisdom of Kabbalah are not exactly like definitions that we're used to ordinarily. The nations of the world are desires to receive in order to receive. Jews, Israel, are desires that are aiming to bestow. Therefore, every person can be divided into Gentiles and Israel. Desires that want only to satisfy themselves, and such desires that are drawn to love of others, and through love of others, to love of the Creator. So, everyone can say to which part of the general desire, which is creation, to which part he belongs. So, accordingly, we have to understand what it's about, and accordingly, religion. He already explained elsewhere that religion means the method of Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah, which helps a person be religious. Religious means reaching the middle line, dat tiferet yesod, and accordingly aim his will to receive, to work in order to bestow. That's it. Therefore, if we read things in this way, we don't fall into confusions, and it's all according to the will to receive, which is all of creation, and all the discernments in it, which we can then sort out correctly and see where we are in corruption or correction. Is that clear or not? So there are no questions. Okay, let's go.
So we are reading on page 104 that we see that there is no existence for Israel in the exile, and there will be no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled within the nations.
So if there are kelim that are called Yashar Kel Israel, then they don't feel good until they achieve their correction. We feel it on ourselves that there is this internal disquiet, restlessness in the world in general, and now increasingly so, because the whole world is moving toward complete correction. And so we understand that if there are such desires that are drawn to revealing the Creator, to correction, then it has no rest, it cannot relax in desires or in this ordinary civil life. We just have to achieve the revelation of the Creator. Only there we will find peace, tranquility, and satisfaction.
The rest of the nations who spread out within the nations until there was nothing left of them. This nation will not get rest between the nations until, as it was written, and you have asked for the Lord your God and found that you have to demand them with all your heart and all your soul.
So here it's a division, a very clear division according to a person's desire. Some have to feel the upper force, and only this can they relax. And some don't care about it. They don't feel any inclination to reveal the upper world. All they care about is to satisfy their corporeal desires, to relax, and that's it. Also, in those in whom there is a desire for the upper force, and those who don't have it, so in all of them there are various states, but in the end, it is not a person who determines, but his desire determines. But here we're talking about how we can, if there are such desires for Dvikut, for adhesion with the Creator, so how can we realize them? But there's no coercion in spirituality. If a person feels no inclination to discover the upper force, then we cannot and must not even talk to them. Don't put an obstacle before a blind person. Just let them enjoy their lives the way they want to, without harming others, but let them just have fun.
We are reading on page 101, paragraph 2. This can be examined by studying providence. And the verse which states about us that Torah is true and all the words are true, and woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is a chance and a blind faith. This has but one cure, to bring all the troubles back on us to such an extent that we will see that they are not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah.
Meaning, if our desires for attainment of the Creator, if this is what we want, and we don't develop it, and don't promote them toward this, by this we bring on ourselves, we inflict on ourselves great troubles, because we're lowering the heaven to the earth, basically, and thereby cause the descending of the lights that are intended to correct the desire. By this, we cause our desires to, instead of ascend toward the light and fill themselves with these upper lights, it's as if they want to receive them below without correction, and this causes darkness and all the disasters in the world, both to those who are not performing the corrections, who can ascend and correct and be the pipeline between the upper light and the rest of the desires or the nations. In short, this is what we're causing. So the problem is not only the problem of those who are not realizing the desire to reveal the Creator that they were given, but the harm that they also cause other desires that can't do anything by themselves. They're dependent on them. This is why that's the whole issue around the nations of the world suffering because of Israel, who are not performing their correction, and anti-Semitism that Israel is feeling from the nations of the world as a result. So that's the reason for these relationships. Clear? Okay, go on.
And we should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah and Providence, a far more rapid development than other nations has come to us.
Because we knew how to use, at least a little bit, the upper light, so it would develop us, but develop us to spiritual work, not to corporeal work.
And because the members of the nation developed so, there was always a necessity to go forward
toward attainment of the Creator, to ascend spiritually,
and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah.
the mitzvot, commandments of the Torah, are gradual corrections on the will to receive until we can come to a state where you reach the Lord your God.
And because they would not do it, but wish to include their narrow selfishness.
So what they attain through spirituality, they use it for corporeality. They don't raise corporeality to spirituality, but they want to bring down spirituality to corporeality.
Meaning the Lo Lishma, this developed to ruin the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and the power above justice as other nations.
So it's clear to us that if instead of cleaning ourselves up from the intention to receive and adding more and more desires to the aim to bestow, and thereby ascending higher and higher, if instead we use our abilities to benefit the corporeal level, by this we are causing a disaster, first of all to the people of Israel, and through us to the nations of the world. To the rest of the world it's less than to ourselves, because to the rest of the world, which is not conveying to them through us as a pipeline what we can convey. But to ourselves, instead of ascending, we are descending, going the opposite way. So the troubles that come to the people of Israel because of the corrections that they are not doing in its time, each time we had to do it, it comes back to us with terrible blows, as history has shown.
But because the Torah prohibits it, they deny the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors.
Instead of ascending on spiritual degrees more and more in order to bestow more and more love of others and passing on the upper lights through us to all the nations of the world, which could be done, let's say, from the first temple, when we attained our personal correction, meaning Israel's correction, so the kelim would work in order to bestow. As we learn Galgalta Einayim, so that they are corrected in order to bestow. And then we're left with the Achab. So we should have already ascended from the level of the first temple onward, meaning to add to them the rest of the kelim of the nations of the world and begin to receive in order to bestow. In the Achab, in the raised Achab, and at the end of correction when it happens in the lower Achab.
So, because the Torah prohibits it, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors, so they could enjoy life as much as selfishness demanded of them.
They might have wanted to connect to themselves desires of other nations, other kelim. We're not talking specifically about nations and merging and mingling on earth. We're talking about internal hitkalelut, merging. Maybe they wanted to do it, but they couldn't. They just couldn't do it. So then other methods within the nations prevailed, that we can go and mingle and take from them their desires and rise to spirituality. So for that, we have to first merge with them. And that too is for the sake of the Creator, etc. And by this, all of a sudden, when a person is in such desires, in such works, it's very dangerous. And then he begins to adopt, as he calls it, the neighbor's manners. In the beginning, he thinks he's doing it all in order to ascend spiritually and correct the world. But gradually he becomes included in them, because it's easier, it's more convenient, it's nicer, it's clearer. And by this, the nation disintegrated. And then what happens?
And because they did that, the powers of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the kings and the selfish officers, and some followed the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin.
So the nation divided. Some thought that we should do this, and some thought we should do otherwise. Those who followed their desires, some followed their desires, and some followed bestowal. And a big division happened in the nation. And then it continued on and on until those who maintained the aim to bestow were called Kabbalists, and the rest are called the nation. Although they acquired the manners of the neighbors, but they kept themselves in that this is the proper spiritual work and this is what we have to do. And so, since then, everyone remained with his own thing. But Kabbalists, who were a chosen few, truly, in every generation, and the rest are from those who acquired the manners of the neighbors, who are called officers and kings.
In the second temple, it was even more conspicuous, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed by Unvirtual's disciples.
They already said that our Torah is more important and holier than your Torah, than that of the Kabbalists. And then they started to forcefully ascend as a powerful and wealthy group. They prevailed over the Kabbalists.
Their immunity against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words, because they did not want to retire from selfishness.
They said, in order to bestow is not mandatory, just do what you can, as much as you can. In order to receive as well, as long as you do what's written, which then becomes only physical practice of mitzvot, that too is good, it's enough. You need to live in them and not die in them, you know, there's a lot to it. There are all kinds of sayings that support it. Yes?
They created communities of this corrupt kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers, pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of the Torah.
If they follow power and wealth, of course, they can obtain anything. So, with power and wealth, they can oversee, they can seize the government and bring everyone to their way. And then Kabbalists remain, are put aside, they're weak, no one looks at them, they have no power, they're not even allowed to. Rabbi Shimon ran away. And all the Kabbalists in the end will just disappear from the horizon so that people won't reach them, and that's it. And ever since then, it's been like that.
And they fought the Pushim and brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised by the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
Questions? Clear. Peter.
Question. What was the connection between Israel and the nations during the time of the temple? In our world and in the spiritual world.
A very, very tight connection. There were no boundaries. It was free, like not like today. You have a passport, you have to get across the border and whatnot. It was much simpler. The connection between, there was connection between the nations. We have many evidence of this. And also according to the sages who were in Israel and came from the nations of the world and joined the nation and learned. So there are many among them who were, as Bala Sulam writes, that those Greeks took from the prophets. They learned from the prophets. So everyone received it. It was still clear to everyone that this nation is not a nation. It follows its ideology. Those who accept its ideology become like that people, like that nation. There's nothing to it. There was no separation between strange people and the people of Israel. It was all according to a person's relation to his world. So, and his world, and his role in it. So many people were included with the people of Israel, included in the people of Israel, and remained this way. We're not talking about the famous stories like Ruth and others, or Onkelos and Rabbi Akiva himself. But many, many people from the nations of the world, meaning besides those who left Babylon and came to the land of Canaan, there are many more which are called Israel. So you, basically, it's an aggregate of people from all over the nations of the world. So many joined. More? What?
Question. In the headline, he writes the harmony of development against blind faith. What is he talking about? Because it's not about religion.
What do you mean not about religion? It depends what you mean by religion.
What is religion?
Religion means the wisdom of Kabbalah. Religion means the system that brings you to dvikut, to adhesion with the Creator.
So how do we reach that harmony?
By following the law of equivalence of form between the Creator and the created being.
By the connection and dissemination.
No, I don't want to interpret that already.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Moshe.
In our world, there are many laws, and if we don't keep those laws, so nature punishes. So,
what laws?
Laws of nature. They don't ask us. There's laws. If a person doesn't do it, he gets a punishment.
There are laws of nature on the still vegetative inanimate levels. If I don't follow them, I'm punished according to these laws being laws of the physical nature. There are laws of the spiritual nature in man's similarity with the Creator. These are selective, gradual laws according to a person's degree. It's like in our world, how we relate to a person. If he's a child, he is allowed. If he's youth, then there are things that are permitted, things that are forbidden. If he's a grown-up, then you see if he's weak or whatever. People are considerate according to a person's ability. So it's likewise in spirituality. The laws there are according to a person's degree. Yes?
So, you should expect that the upper force, first of all, will let people know about that law and then demand of them.
This I don't know. That upper law, upper light, descends through the ladder of degrees. That ladder was created in the relations between the upper light and the substance of creation, the will to receive, and the relation between them builds the ladder of degrees, the relationship between them, the equivalence between them. And in these relationships, the laws are built. What's a law? A law is a level of equivalence between the upper light and the will to receive opposite. It's a formula by which they equalize and can connect. So if on the level where we are forbidden to know, to see things that we don't know and don't see, it's a sign that it's to our best. It's in our favor, because that's how it was created from above, downward. Even if I say I want it otherwise, it's not going to help. I have to understand why. But besides understanding or not understanding why, I have to do. Because this is what I was given. This is nature. It's not going to help me to say that it's unjust, because I want to decide what's just.
That's clear. That's why I'm asking. Why is it like that?
It's for our sake. The fact that it's hidden is for our sake. Otherwise, I would know and wouldn't do anything, perhaps.
Let's say we know, we try. I guess we're not doing it right. So, why demand?
All the laws, I'll tell you a secret that you can't see. Everything that we feel is only forces that direct us with maximum love and maximum care in the right direction. There's nothing else. Only in this way are we being directed. The fact that it doesn't seem that way to us means where you don't see it this way, you have to see how do I bring myself to a level where I agree, where it seems to me this way.
Can I ask another question about what we read? What still happened there in that second temple? What was the argument about Lishma, not for Lishma? What was the essence of it?
About the concept of Lishma. Lishma means in order to bestow. For me, outwards. This is called Lishma, for her sake. Should I work cleanly according to my degree to the extent that I will to receive is revealed to me? Should I use it only in order to bestow? Or can you also go half and half?
So it's not that they did the Torah externally and they did it internally. It's not. That's not the argument.
It also stems from this.
Or was that later on?
If all you have left is importance of spiritual activities and you give them all your strength, and that's how you educate the next generation, how you educate the generation. So now the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed and it says it's not enough. It's not against it, but it says it's not enough. We have to add to it intentions to bestow. And they are already internal corrections. My attitude to life, to creation, to my role, to the Creator, to the people of Israel, to the nations of the world, it changes everything. It changes a person's inner world, how he sees himself and all of reality outside of him. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah deals with.
No.
Yes? Go ahead.
Sadok and Baikos continue to strangle the nation of Israel. So, how can we come together? I'm pointing towards this Congress, but in this moment, to summon the power of the Creator, the quality of Hashpa'a. To overcome these nations that have infiltrated our heart.
I didn't
understand again. Do what?
How can we summon the strength of the Creator, the quality of bestowal, to overcome in our heart these corrupt nations?
How Through connection between us. Otherwise you have no connection with the Creator. Even a bad connection in a ten is better than a good connection without a ten. Because it still connects the ten to the Creator. Even if in a broken way, it connects them if they exist in some way. But if it's each one individually, it doesn't count.
How to be sure I'm not acting for righteousness, like Tzadok or
Tzadok?
And these are already scrutinies that they need to do. Okay? Yes?
Can I ask from the social committee?
Yeah.
We have this kind of question. During the American Congress, we're going to have mirror congresses. Osun Petach Tikva, all of Israel will be here from Friday afternoon till the end of Shabbat. In Europe and Russia, there'll be many congresses. And like every year in this time, a scrutiny comes up from the friends. There's people that say that we should adhere to the schedule in New Jersey, and there's friends that say we should organize the hours in ways that will be more convenient and watch part of it recorded.
So what are the hours in the U.S.?
So in here, if we adhere to their schedule, so we start at Friday afternoon till 5 a.m.,
what, 4 p.m.?
No, Israel time, 4 p.m. till 5 a.m.
Until 5. Yes.
And then we go to sleep, we come back also again around 3 or 4 on Shabbat. And at least in Petach Tikva, it'll be that we keep going till Shabbat evening because then the friends go home because Sunday morning it's a work day. So it'll be from about 4 to 11 p.m.
Okay, according to what I understand, in these hours, from 4 p.m. until 5 a.m., you cannot be awake. It's impossible. Why are you looking at me? Right or wrong? That's it. So you need to watch this Congress according to your hours. How, in what hours to do more or less, I don't know, maybe you need to spread the hours instead of from 3 to learn from 2 a.m. instead of until 6, maybe until 7, I don't know, in order to do all of it. If you don't, if you can't, then maybe do it later. But in convenient hours. It's not mandatory that you will come here and sleep during the Congress just to be in the same hours, other than North and South America, which are on the same time zone. I don't recommend to Europe or Russia or to all other regions. I recommend for them to do the Congress in comfortable hours when a person is healthy and awake and can participate in the Congress with his mind and heart and in every possible way. You can't go against nature. More. That's it? Nothing else? Good. You agree, right? Good.
No.
Well, about this? Go ahead.
Sometimes what I saw here is that sometimes we decide that there are some event that we don't follow together, and there are some event that we follow not live. And finally, you cannot sleep because the friends are uniting, and you find yourself watching home levad.
Well, there are also those who are translating, there are also those who are on duty in order to serve the Congress over there. How many teams are there that must be on duty over here? Can someone say? Or there are none?
There are many teams here that are on duty, translators and people sitting in the archive, sound, broadcast.
That still need to be in these hours.
They must.
And the rest don't. Okay, so what do you do? Those who do, do. Those who don't, don't. I'm in favor of a person, when it comes to the lesson, that he'll be awake so he can grasp the lesson, not just a body sitting here. It's not right. It's not right. Look how many people are falling asleep anyway, especially that it's broadcasted. When you look at this screen and you have to merge yourself with it, and you're not used to it, you're not used to having this puppet sitting in front of you, making all kinds of movements. So that's what I recommend. And those who are serving, well, good for them. But maybe do the duties with more divisions. Because if I'm going to give, what, how long is every lesson? 2 hours, 2 hours?
2.5 hours, and there's 3 lessons a day.
So 2.5 hours, right? Times 3, how much is it? 7.5 hours. Who can keep up from the teams? You have to split the teams. So try to build it in such a way that people will not be locked up in a booth where they are translating, but that they will also be with the friends. You need to do some preparation. So I hope this is what happens, this is what is done. What?
If I could still, it's clear that the people here have to be awake, because otherwise there's no point. I understand that. But maybe also before we perform all the Congress in different hours, there's still also a benefit in being live when we can, because the Congress is going to, there's going to be a lot of inputs from around the world.
What do you recommend? I also want to say, you know, let's all be together, and then what?
Let's say in preparations for the lesson, we want to hear a different group from the world every time. We're going to prepare for it.
Perhaps we can have groups and duties, I don't know. But I'm talking about the quality of the connection. What do you get in terms of connection if everyone's asleep here?
Clear. You can't put people to sleep. We're used to opposite hours. But maybe before we flip all of the hours of the Congress, to see how we can create
like a joint window.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know exactly. Just check according to the hours. I don't know. I am preparing myself to be awake in their hours and work properly. I have no choice. Yes, Gilad.
Usually what we do in such a case, so for instance, we start Friday afternoon, we go till 10, and then we take the last lesson and do it in the morning. So after we sleep, we wake up alert, we see it not live, and then we join in again to the rest of the process.
Fine.
That's always in an American Congress we do like that.
Fine. Let's say lesson zero on Thursday there. You can watch it here in the morning, right?
It'll be from 1 a.m. till 4 a.m.
Fine. It's possible because afterwards it's Friday. And then there's Shabbat, Saturday. So try. I hope that you will all organize it correctly so we have both connection and alertness together. And now,
daily task. Today on duty, St. Louis, Virtual Colombian Group, Peter number 4, south of Golan and Petah Tikva 24. So Colombia prepared our daily task. During the day, we find the Searot that direct us to discover the Creator within the 10. The end of the day, we share what we discovered with the 10. Again, during the day, we recognize the Searot that are aiming us to discover the storms that discover us to discover the Creator within the 10.
Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch the Zohar lesson tonight between 6 and 7 at cab.co.il, cab.tv. We thank our viewers and TV, and have a good day. Intro nights with Kabbalah intro nights. Kabbalah Lam is delighted to invite you to Kabbalah intro nights that will take place during the month of April in 12 cities in Israel. Entry fee, 30 shekels, via SOP. For details, go to cab.co.il or call 1-700-519-219. Together in the academia, toward starting a special bachelor's degree, you're invited to a happening at the academia on Friday between 10 and 12:30 at 12 Nevatim Street, Petah Tikva, April 27. Now, summary of the lesson. Everyone writes a few sentences to summarize the lesson, and we're going to dedicate 2 minutes to this.
Every friend can share his summary in Siva Tova and we'll sing a song together.
צל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread this song bring down the walls you know Together we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Here we are, you should come.